April is Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month, and a local organization is signing a memorandum of understanding today with local law enforcement to renew their commitment to help child victims of sexual and physical abuse. Mary Whittier is executive director of Bavona Child Advocacy Center, and she is joining us now. Mary, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Beth. I appreciate it.
You say that child abuse is an adult problem. What does that mean exactly?
Well, what it means is that children are not responsible for protecting themselves against pedophiles and predators. 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys, by the time they turn 18, will suffer some form of sexual abuse, yet less than 1 in 10 will ever tell. And almost every day in our country, 5 children die from child abuse and neglect. So for us to expect kids to protect themselves or to tell every time someone molests them or sexually abuses them or beats them is unrealistic. And so really it is up to us as adults in this community and across the country to protect children and to learn the signs and symptoms of abuse, to be aware about what questions to ask, and really to try to help prevent abuse from happening to begin with.
The memorandum of understanding that will be signed today with virtually every law enforcement agency locally, what does that memorandum say the police will do?
Well, what it really does, Beth, is it includes all of Bavona Child Advocacy Center's partner agencies, and including us, there are 21 partners altogether, 12 of which are law enforcement. So it's not just law enforcement, it's Child Protective Services, it's the DA's office, it's the County Law Department, it's the REACH program at Golisano Children's Hospital, it's Rape Crisis, Catholic Family Center, Linden Oaks Specialized Assessment and Treatment Services, and the City School District. And what we're doing today is we are, again, formalizing and more than just ceremoniously, but really committing once again to the collaborative effort of providing comprehensive services to kids that have been sexually and physically abused, and that all of those agencies, many of them law enforcement, that if they have a case of child sexual abuse or a case of child severe physical abuse, that those children will get all of their services at Bavona. So they will get all of their investigation, evaluation, and treatment services in one warm and welcoming place. Whether children are molested in the city or in Brockport or in Pittsford or in Greece, that every one of those law enforcement officials and every one of those partner agencies knows that our collaborative work together really puts the child first. And what we do is every April we sign an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, that pretty much puts in writing that they agree that when they have a case of child abuse, that child gets the very best services by the very best professionals trained in this area, and that is out of Bavona Child Advocacy Center.
In your opinion, do organizations that serve children, schools, camps, daycare centers today have enough appropriate measures in place to ensure that the kids under their care are safe from abuse?
I think we could always do better, Beth. I think that some schools, some daycare centers, some sporting groups have certain policies and procedures in place, and some do not, or some have very basic policies in place. So one of the things that we're also doing is this past year we also began really the community-wide effort of prevention education. And one of the things that we can help communities do and organizations do that are in those fields that you talked about, schools, daycare centers, youth groups, we can help them put really much more strict policies and procedures in place to prevent abuse from happening in the first place, like minimizing one adult to one child situations, from getting educated on what the signs and symptoms look like. 90% of children are sexually abused by someone that they know, love, and trust. And it's the same situation with kids that are beaten or that are killed. It is someone that is known to the child. It's not the man in the trench coat outside the playground that sometimes we may see on TV. It really is people that know these children and have these children really trust those adults.
Mary Whittier, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Beth.
Mary Whittier is Executive Director of Bavona Child Advocacy Center here in Rochester.